Chapter 14, Businessman. The Little Prince visits the fourth planet. There is a businessman on this planet. He is very busy. He is so busy that he doesn't look at the little prince when the little prince comes. "Good morning," says the little prince. "Your cigarette is finished. 3 and 2 make 5. 5 and 7 make 12. 12 and 3 make 15. Hello. 15 and 7 make 22. 22 and 6 make 28. I have no time to light the cigarette again. 26 and 5 make 31. It is 501,622,731. 500 million what?" asks the little prince. "Are you still here?" 501 million. "I don't remember. I have so much work to do. I am a serious man. I don't want to lose my time with things which are not important." 2 and 5 make 7. 500 million what?" repeats the little prince. He wants the answer to his question. The businessman looks at the little prince. "I am 54 years old. I don't like when somebody stops my work. It doesn't happen often. I remember only 3 times. The first time, 22 years ago, a bird falls on my table. The bird makes a horrible sound, and I make 4 mistakes in my calculation. The second time, 11 years ago, I have rheumatism. I don't have enough exercise. I don't have time for such activity. I am a serious man. The third time is now. Where am I?" 501 million. "Million what?" The businessman understands that if he wants to have peace, he has to answer this question. "Millions of those little things which you sometimes see in the sky." "Flies?" "No, not flies." "Bees?" "No. The little golden things. Lazy people like them because they can dream when they look at them. But I am a serious man. I have no time to dream." "Ah, stars?" "Yes, the stars." "And what do you do with 500 million stars?" 501,622,731. "I am a serious person. I need numbers which are correct." "And what do you do with those stars?" "Nothing. I own them."
"You own the stars?"
"Yes, but I know a king who—"
"Kings don't own.
They control. It is very different."
"And why is it good to own stars?"
"When I own stars, I am rich."
"And why is it good to be rich?"
"When I am rich, then I can buy more stars if somebody discovers them."
"But how can you own the stars?"
"It is simple."
"Who owns them?"
asks the businessman.
"I don't know. Nobody."
"Then I own them because I am the first person who has this idea."
"Is it enough?"
"Of course. When you find a diamond, it is your diamond. When you discover an island, it is your island. When you have a new idea, you patent it and it is your idea. Now I own the stars because I am the first person who has this idea."
"It is true," says the little prince.
"And what do you do with them?"
"I look at them. I count them and I count them again," says the businessman. "It is difficult. But I am a serious man."
The little prince wants to know more.
"If I own a jacket, I can put the jacket on me and I can take it with me. If I own a flower, I can pick the flower and take the flower with me.
But you can't pick the stars."
"No, but I can keep them in the bank."
"How can you do it?"
"It is easy. I write the number of my stars on a little paper. And then I put the paper in the bank."
"And it is enough?"
"It is enough," says the businessman.
"It is funny," thinks the little prince. "But it is not very serious."
The little prince says to the businessman, "I own a flower. I give her water every day. I own 3 volcanoes. I clean the volcanoes every week. I also clean the volcano which is inactive. You never know. It is good for my volcanoes. It is good for my flower that I own her. I help my flower and I help my volcanoes. But you don't help the stars." The businessman opens his mouth but he can't find words.
And the little prince leaves.
The adults are very interesting, he thinks when he continues on his journey.